You had 909-440-3282, right? Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mehdi?
Yeah.
Hi, Mehdi. My name is Ruben. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff. I received your email. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm not sure which vendor referred you to Cardiff. Which vendor are you working
with? I'm not working with any vendor right now.
Oh, did you get our information from another client or off a website?
Just a website.
Okay, off. Okay. And was it off like a concessionation website by any chance?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Can you say that one more time?
Oh, did you get our information off like the Concession Nation website?
Yes.
Okay. What are you trying to do, and I can let you know if we could help you out.
I'm kind of like trying to open up my own juice truck company. I mean, not a company, but I'm just gonna start a juice truck.
Okay.
And yeah, I need a truck, and you know the equipment, the machines.
Okay. So, how much is the truck that you're trying to purchase cost, and how much does the equipment cost?
So the truck, if I want to get a kind of like a, you know, brand new truck, not brand new, but like a newer truck, it costs me something between 10 to 18,000. But I kind of like tried to get, you know, kind of like an older car that I found, a couple of trucks, something between 5 to 6 to 7,000.
Okay.
And the machines that I'm trying to get is roughly, you know, between something between 2 or 3,000.
Okay.
All right. So the cost for the marketing and the website.
Okay. Startup, and do you know what your credit score is by any chance?
I mean, my credit score dropped down. I think it was 650, but due to the, you know, kind of like my credit payments, it dropped down to 570, but I kind of like paid a partial of my credit debts, so it takes time to go up, but it goes up. So it goes probably back to 670 to maybe 680.
Okay. So if your score, we can't really do much for a startup business. We can't qualify you if you're under 600 and if you're under 600, but if you're above a 600, especially a 650, we do startup businesses. We were hit really hard by a lot of defaults in the startup food service market, but we still do them. We usually go up to about 15 to 20,000. So if that's something we could help you out with, the truck and or equipment, we'd be more than happy to do that.
That would be amazing.
Do you say your credit right now is a 680, or do you have to wait for it to come up to 680?
I have to wait.
Okay. I wouldn't want to run your credit unnecessarily. Do you have one of those credit monitoring systems?
Yeah, I do have the app. Karma, I use
okay. What I would suggest is waiting until your score is that high, because that's going to put you in the position to best qualify. I can't tell you you'd necessarily get approved. It's just not on the score. We're going to look, you know, if you're a homeowner, if you have current obligations. But generally, if you want to wait until that score gets a little higher, then you can contact me and we can put in an application and see if you can kind of, you know, get a nice approval. That'd probably
so
be the best
the
one.
Program credits that I have, I won't get approved, right?
Yeah, the underwriter just won't let it pass through the system, correct?
What about if I want to give kind of like a lower amount?
It won't matter. They have a general cutoff for startup businesses of around 600 to 620.
Is that the phone number that I can reach you out with?
You can. My direct line, I don't know what system number it's coming through, but we've had some phone issues. So my direct line is 858.
Give me one second. Let me just...
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm more than happy to have you apply. I just wouldn't want to waste your time and have you run your credit unnecessarily. Are you with me? Sir? Hello? Hello, hello. Sir, I can't hear you, so if you can hear me, I'm going to call you right back.
Can you redial this number, please?